From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba. Speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square, Pope Francis warned Cubans on the dangers of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually by 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin.
I'm pleased to announce today that the United States will significantly increase our numbers for refugee resettlement in the course of this next year and the year after.
Earlier Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary in the past 24 hours. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle Syrian refugees. With a divided electorate, new Prime Minister Turnbull is seen as unlikely to offer sanctuary to more migrants. Phil Mercer takes a look.
Pro and anti-refugee campaigners have clashed in recent weeks in Australia. So, will there be any major changes under new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to a hardline stance on immigration, where the military turns migrant boats away from Australia, or where detainees are sent for processing in remote camps in the South Pacific? Experts say major policy changes are not likely, after Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Immigration remains one of Australia's most divisive issues. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a 4-day-old military coup. This is VOA News.